It's happened before, governments killing their own citizens for their political or spiritual beliefs, but it's never happened like this. Join AMS Falun Dafa Fellowship at UBC at our screening of the award-winning documentary film, Hard to Believe, that explores the mystery of why so few people seem to be paying attention to the issue of forced live organ harvesting from prisoners in China and the response, or lack of it, around the world. The screening will be held on Thursday, March 2nd in Lev Buckman Theatre Lounge at The Nest. Doors open at 6 p.m. Refreshments will be provided.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Disc Order.
1, 2, 3, Android, are you ready? Come on, are you ready?
Hey, this is Wade.
And I'm Matt.
And this is Discorder Radio.
We're the on-air baby of Discorder Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly.
You're listening to Discorder Radio,
CITR.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Tune in every Tuesday for live interviews, music from the hottest local artists, and good times. It's 5 o'clock Tuesday. It's time for Discorder Radio. Tuesday, February 14th, 2017, and I love when I get to come to the studio at 5 o'clock and host Discord Radio. Love, love, love. That's the theme today. It is Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to you, see you to your listeners. And here is my Valentine by the Cut Losses. Kick it off today, right here on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Yeah.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. My Valentine from Cut Losses, fresh off the heels of their show last Friday at the Cobalt with Surfer Blood. And just because we love you, Discord Radio listeners, we have a very special Valentine's Day treat for you. Of course, you've been following Shindig over the past 5 months here at CITR, and today, live in studio, going to play a live set for us is the Shindig Witters, Little Sprout. They're here today and going to play us a live set in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to Discord Radio, Little Sprout. Take it away.
Hi, I'm Amy of Little Sprout, and we're on CITR, and this is Sean on drums and Reese on the bass. So here we go. Said you better watch yourself, so you don't notice what happens when you get too close. You said I'm sick, cough on the whole damn pie, and you never notice. So thanks for enlightening me. Boys come and they go. Your chloroform heart, now you're detaining me. Now the coat hanger advice you hung on me. So I'll come to the top of the tallest tower. I'll lock myself up.
This next song is called Rehab. Wrote it about a person going to rehab again. Not me. Someone else.
You have a disease, and so do I. Sadness could kill us, we both couldn't cry. So we held it all in, these poisonous thoughts. They got lodged in our hearts, they turned into clots. We both been training the ancient art of being tired. So I'll sleep here, so I'll sleep here until you get back. Will you spend the summer in rehab again? Well, you give yours in, they rotted your brain. We hated ourselves for most of our days. Well, you kept on going, and I got out of that phase. But I don't regret ever meeting you, 'cause you showed me what never to do. So I'll sleep here until you get back. Will you send summer in rehab again? baseball. He said, Amy, you're almost home. Then he erupted in flames and lava. Love, we were safe, but we're not.
Let's play No Twin Spirits. One, two, three, four.
I couldn't say thank you, Dad. I didn't have the foresight. You like mountains, I'm indifferent. I just think they bought. There's nothing left for me. Stuff my belly and go to sleep. Feels like there's nothing left for me. Stuff my belly and go to sleep. Yeah. Can I go home yet? There's carpet, mommy is drunk and walking in the dark. Morrow's worldview in different fake through. I am so jaded, but embarrassed by everything. Dogs are barking at the fireworks, or is it just some kicking a bar downstairs? Feels like there's nothing left for me. Stuff my belly and go to sleep. Feels like there's nothing left for me. Stuff my belly and go to sleep. Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Good stuff. Good stuff. CITR 101.9 FM. That was a live in-studio set with this year's Shindig winners, Little Sprout, fresh off their heels of their Shindig victory 10 days ago at Pat's Pub. They wrapped up the Shindig 33 season by taking out Mark Mills and Carousel Scene. Little Sprout. And they were going to come last week, but Amy was recovering from a bit of a post Shindig infection. She'll tell us about that shortly. But there you go, live in studio, and it was great to have them. And now they're making their way over to our booth here on this side of the glass. I'll let you guys get set up, take your seats. As we're actually, funny enough, this is the part of the show where we normally do the charts. So we're going to quickly read off the top five albums of the week here on CITR. Here we go. Number five this week was Gumchunk Country with self-title. Number four this week, Japandroids with their new album Near to the Wild Heart of Life. We're going to hear a bit more about that from Connor a little later in the show. Nothingness, who played their album release last week. They are at number three with Being. Number two, Louise Burns. She played as part of the Planetarium's event last Friday night. Her album, Young Mopes, in at number two off of Light Organ. And the number one album of the week this week at CITR. And no, I didn't fix it this way. It just happens to be so. Little Sprouts, number one this week with their self-titled release. And Little Sprout is the band you just heard live in studio. Normally we would play your song at this time, but we just played five tracks of you guys back to back to back. So instead of playing some music off your album, we're going to actually chat with you live. So awesome. Little Sprout, good to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
Good to be here. Thank you.
The number one band of the week. But nice.
It was like it worked out as like a really easy transition to like talking to us.
Yeah.
Convenient.
So convenient. Nice. And it filled the time nicely from the time you guys finished playing your instruments till your time took your seat here too.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. Okay, so we're joined with Reese, Amy, and Sean. Little Sprout, how do you guys feel? It was just 10 days ago you shocked the world by winning Shindig.
Shocked ourselves.
Yeah, really. Mostly shocked ourselves.
I feel really great about it.
Yeah.
We've worked really hard, I think, and it's nice to see people being nice to us.
Yeah, it's really cool that people like it because we have fun like making, playing. We've never been in really bands before that have like played even like shows regularly, so mm-hmm. it's like really fun and exciting to do that. And to have people like it makes it like way more enjoyable, I guess, in a way.
I guess.
Well, that begs the question of who is Little Sprout and how did you guys come to be? Because this all sounds quite new.
Well, let me tell you.
Like, Sean and Amy's story is better than mine.
Well, okay, so I went through a really like rough go there for a few years, and then when I kind of got myself together. One of my main goals was to play music, and I wrote a bunch of songs, and I had a couple bands that had false starts. Like, we would practice and get all our stuff together and then go to play a show, and, like, a friend breakup would happen, or some thing wouldn't work out. So these songs have come very far in that time, and I feel like I've got the right group of people to really, like, make these songs our own. And they're not just mine anymore. Like, they're the band's. And,
How about the name Little Sprout? Is that a reference to... What is that a reference to?
It's basically the best band name because we have our own emoji.
Well, it worked out really well that there's an emoji that's a little sprout. So now we
And
can,
pins.
Yeah.
found some Little Sprout pins.
Yeah.
We were in a clothing store, and they had some pins, I guess, based on emojis or something. There was, like, a little sprout coming out of the ground, so we, like, somebody made little sprout pins for us without knowing that they were making them for us, but...
We forgot to wear them.
I think it's very, like, when you Google us, daycares come up.
Yeah.
So it's sort of this innocuous, like, very cute thing. Like, it's very non-threatening.
You know, and based on what you were telling me before, you said you're a little bit shy.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can sort of see the connection with the name and the band. But I thought it was going to be a much deeper backstory instead. No, it was inspired by an emoji.
Yeah.
I like to picture the, like when you see like a small plant or something like growing through concrete, like it's somehow it's like strong enough to like break through, like a weed can break through like granite. But so it kind of like, it makes me think, I like to think that there's like a, it's also... There's something hidden, like a hidden thing. I guess why our music is sometimes like really cute, but also
that
not.
That was our backup name.
What?
Concrete Weed.
Well, that's a good reference too, because some of the songs start off quite non-threatening and cute, and then suddenly the heavy drums come out and the screaming vocals, and the sprout comes to life.
Yeah,
it grows.
Nice. Well, you guys won Shindig. I have to admit, a lot of people were. Around here, we're thinking Mark Mills was going to be the winner. So
me too.
We all thought Mark Mills was going to win.
Yeah, Mark Mills is so good. Like, blew me away.
He's a great performer, but you guys were on that night, and it was great to see that you were on indeed. Because I think Amy, I heard it afterwards that you ended up getting a little bit sick.
Yeah, for some reason, both times I played Shindig, I was very ill. This last time I had a sinus infection. And I was, like, bedridden for a few days after.
Yeah. It's like you gave your all, everything.
Yeah.
Your immune system, like, had to be on hold for a bit while you. I was trying to make a joke that wasn't even a joke at all.
Next question.
Yeah. Next.
Well, next question is, I know you guys have a show coming up this Saturday.
Friday.
The 17th. Oh,
the 17th, this Friday.
Yeah.
So you can tell me who you're playing with and what we can expect at that show?
We're playing with Snorlax, Bad Mouth, and...
Hygiene. A band called Hygiene.
Yeah. They're all, like, way more punk rock than us, so I'm a little bit nervous. So we're going to be, like, the nerds. Yeah. They're all really great bands, actually. I'm excited. I haven't seen any of them before, so I'm excited to see them all for the first time.
Badmouth is I know at least one member from TV Ugly, and I think it's her new band.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they have a recording, but I think she like kind of arranged the show. And I think it's her first show with Badmouth, mm-hmm. and they sound really cool.
Badmouth, they're kind of like angry shoegaze, I would say. And then like Snorlax is kind of like more like grungy, doomy. And then Hygiene is sort of like 70s Vancouver punk.
Wow. Those are great descriptions. Well, why don't we play some Badmouth right now and see how accurate the description was. We're going to play a track right now called Third Eye. This is from their XVI demo. So this is Badmouth. We're going to come back and chat more with Little Sprout right here on CITR 101.9 FM. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Third Eye from the band Badmouth. They are playing along with Snorlax, Hygiene, and Little Sprout this Saturday at the... This Friday. At the Toast Collective, 648 Kingsway. You can check them out there. We are joined right now with our Shindig winners, Little Sprout. Guys, thanks again for that great set, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you for having us. It was like really fun. I've never been on a radio before. Played drums in a radio station, or it's kind of exciting.
Nice. Well, technically, you guys were on the radio before because we did a live broadcast.
Oh, okay. I guess I'm wrong. Then
it's okay.
Without my knowledge,
it's okay. At least you brought some cool socks to the studio too.
Yeah, that's true. Man. Favorite socks.
So, speaking of Shindig, now I remember we chatted briefly at Shindig, and you guys said that one of the keys to your success was this mini tour that you went on right before the semifinals.
Yeah.
It's like a long warm-up.
Yeah, it was. We had enough shows just before Shindig where we felt comfortable. I have pretty bad stage fright. And after our mini tour, I think I walked through the flames of what can go wrong and came out the other side. One of those incidents being a show at Ladysmith.
We played a really weird show at Ladysmith.
Yeah.
Like a bar.
Tiny, small bar.
It was mostly eight people in the audience.
Yeah, they were all, I would say, baby boomers and not there to see us. And I got heckled.
Twice.
And
when we were done playing, a man pooped his pants. That was a surprise.
Yeah. Well, actually, this guy was so intoxicated that he fell backwards and he took one of his friends with him. And I think in that commotion, he was so excited or so scared that he lost control of his bowels.
Wow.
And the waitress after walked around lighting matches to the bar trying to get rid of the smell. It basically cleared the place out. But
was this during your set?
It was during Vancouver. Okay.
So the best part was the juxtaposition of when that happened and you decided that you were going to start dancing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were playing with a band called OK Vancouver OK. And right up, they were like one song into their set when that all happened. So there was like a big commotion and they were just like playing to. And then right at that moment, Amy decided to go dance to kind of like offset the like weird.
But then a bunch of other people started dancing and then a bunch of people just had like the time of their life. Okay. By a bunch, I mean like three.
Yeah.
But
It was absurd. Like, I think five or six people got kicked out that night for being too drunk and there was only like 10 people in the bar.
Wow. Like over half of
so,
patrons.
Yeah. And the bar owner, well, I don't know if I should say, he left the bar to go drink at another bar. Like, it was just very weird.
This is the kind of professionalism you get when you play a gig in Ladysmith, BC.
Yeah.
If you're listening, we really appreciated that gig.
Yeah, it was a really great gig. Like, it was fun. I had a great time.
Oh, yeah. We turned the stage into a karaoke afterward.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, cool. It sounded like, despite the traumatic events, that it gave you the confidence you needed to pull through, come out wearing your boldest dresses on Shindig night. And
had a robe. Yeah.
We just raided Amy's closet because we needed something bold.
Wow. Craziness. Well, Little Sprout, once again, congratulations on your Shindig victory. Before we let you guys go, of course, today is a big day. It is Valentine's Day. We have a little gift, actually, for you here.
Wow.
I went some shopping. I got some Valentine's Day cookies. Oh,
those are my favorite. I love sugar cookies.
Here we go. Grab one. Feel free to munch them on the air.
Here, take a snag.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, don't eat them yet. We want to get a picture with you guys and hold up your little hearts there.
Thank you. Amy, you can have two.
Now, also, for those that don't know, there's two of you in this band that are actually a couple, correct?
Yeah.
Yes. So it's Sean and Amy.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you guys have planned this Valentine's Day?
I guess nothing.
Well, probably go home and play video games.
Is that all you're going to play?
That's pretty
much. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe get some food.
Ramen.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, Reese.
I was going to say,
let's jump in there.
The third wheel kicking in here. No, there's a good tape release show tonight at Black Lab by the band Dad Thighs that I'm going to.
Okay. Yeah. And are you bringing a Valentine's Day date?
You guys want to come?
Okay, ladies, probably. If you're listening, Reese from Little Sprout will be there tonight. What are you going to be wearing?
Hi, Paige.
Okay, all right. We won't go there.
You're wearing my silk robe from the CITR show.
And a cape. We have a hell of a large cape on.
Nice. All right, well, you guys have a good time with that tonight. Again, thanks so much for joining us here today. And everybody listening right now, be sure to check them out this Friday at Toast Collective along with Snorlax, Badmouth, and Hygiene.
Yeah.
We're going to end, we're going to play one track off Hygiene right now. This is off their album called Soylent Clean.
Amazing name.
And nice little track here, too. This track is called Empty. Once again, Shindig winners, Little Sprout, thanks so much for joining us today, guys.
Thank you so
much. Amazing.
Thank
you.
Amazing. Thank you for the cookie.
All right.
Yeah.
You don't need me. I have no I'm TV Ugly.
Hi, I'm Allie.
I'm Gal.
I'm Dan.
I'm Rage. We're TV Ugly.
And you're listening to
Discorder Radio.
CITR 101.9.
And this station ID is coming to you from the women's bathroom at the Astoria.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? Here to talk about the new Japandroids album, Near to the Wild Heart of Life. This is their first album in 5 years, and with this comes a cleaner guitar sound, bigger production, and a little more epic. But they really lose that garage rock East Van sound they're so well known for. It's not to say that's not there, but it seems like with the bigger production budget, the feeling's kind of lost. Even with darker lyrics, as Blake Harstad puts from the online review of this album, this revamped, heavy-handed lyricism has a tendency to blunt the listening experience. And I mean, it's not quite as, I don't feel quite as intensely about that. I never really listened to the lyrics in Japandroids in the first place, but it's a little hard to have this really clean, operatic, epic sound and deal these heavy-handed morals. Maybe the band's a little older, maybe I'm a little older, but I'm just not feeling it anymore. And that's not to say the album's not bad. In fact, it sounds quite good, but it's just not the same down-in-the-dirt band that I remember. They seem to become a little jaded with age. But if you do like the first two Japandroids albums, definitely check them out. They're a Vancouver staple. And they sound really, really good, even with this new production style. That being said, I'm kind of a little disappointed. Nevertheless, here's No Known Drink or Drug from Japandroids on CITR 101.9 FM.
Clover, slow burn and sermon to have an
Interested in starting a project to benefit the representation or experiences of historically disadvantaged groups within the UBC community?
Apply for funding through the Equity Enhancement Fund, which supports community-based initiatives that enhance equity, diversity, inclusion, and intercultural understanding at UBC.
It's open to UBC students, faculty, and staff. The deadline is February 28, 2017.
More information can be found at equity.ubc.ca/EEF-fund.
In April of 2016, British Columbia declared a medical emergency for the accelerated incidences of preventable accidental deaths from overdose, a problem that has swept North America as the drug market is flooded with fentanyl.
This Tuesday, February 21st, join a coalition of impacted parties to march in downtown Vancouver to demand an end to this overdose epidemic. For more information, visit capud.ca or follow #LifeWon'tWaitFeb21 on Twitter.
This is Chelsea on 101.9 Discorder Radio, CITR. Woo! Nailed it.
Discorded Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Art Deco with I'll Never Give You Up from Day Fever's great sounding track there. Art Deco is playing at Fortune Sound Club this Thursday, February 16th. And if you recognize the name Art Deco, it's because we did a feature on them back in the September issue a couple months ago. Prior to Art Deco, we heard from Japandroids. Japandroids got a brand new album out called Near to the Wild Heart of Life. It's actually the number 4 album of this week. Thank you, Connor Robertson, for giving us that great little album review. And before that, we heard a group called Hygiene with their track Empty from the great-sounding album Soylent Clean. Hygiene is playing with Badmouth and Snorlax and Little Sprout, this year's Shindig winners, who graced us with their presence on a great live set right here today on Discord Radio. Thanks again to Reese, Sean, and Amy from Little Sprout for coming on in. Great job, guys. They are now on their way to get some food here at the Nest. Enjoy. And enjoying their Valentine's Day, Sean and Amy, while Reese feels like the third wheel. We're going to continue playing some more music right now. Another show that's happening this Thursday is happening at Hidden City Records. Including a few guys that are no stranger to CITR, including Douse, Sam Tudor, and Daniel Terrence Robertson. All three acts are playing back-to-back-to-back on Thursday at Hidden City Records. We are going to play two of those guys back-to-back right now. We're going to start it off with DTR, Daniel Terrence Robertson, who we just had an album release from him, actually, back in January. And we're going to play the track right now, God, I'm Sorry. Followed by Sam Tudor. Here we go. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Daniel Terrence Robertson playing a show this Thursday night at Hidden City Records with Douse and this guy. And this guy being Sam Tudor. You can check them out, Hidden City Records, this Thursday night. That just about wraps it up for Discord Radio today. Also, another lots of shows are happening this week. We also want to mention that a great show will be happening at the Astoria on Thursday the 16th, featuring Rusalka, Mascara, Mittens, and Echuta, our own Andy Resto, music director, and his band Echuta will be playing this Thursday at the Astoria. Old Man Ludicky, classic East Coast folkster, playing at St. James Community Hall as part of the Rogue Folk Club. That is happening this Friday. And Pale Red, they are playing this Friday as well. So lots of good shows to check out this week and this weekend. And we will be back same time next week on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Before we go, one more quick Valentine's Day shout out to all of our lovely listeners on CITR, and a big thank you once again to Little Sprout, this year's Shindig winners, for putting on a great live set for us here. And if you want to see them live, remember they're playing this Friday at the Toast Collective with Hygiene, Badmouth, and Snorlax. Mike is up next with Flex Your Head, but before we go, one more quick Valentine's shout out slash shticky end of the show reference. The Vandals, great 90s neo-punk band. They, actually, funny enough, I'm going to date myself, but I saw them play at Maple Leaf Gardens with No Doubt way back in 1997. Craziness. 20 years ago already. I can't believe it's been that long. They have a great little track called I Have a Date. It's a good little, fun little Valentine's Day shout out to all of you. So, with lots of love from your friends at Discord Radio, we will see you next Tuesday right here on CITR 101.9 FM. Once again, the Vandals, I Have a Date on CITR 101.9 FM. Discord Radio.
All right! I saw this girl and she drove me wild. She looked at me and I looked at her smile. The cutest girl you could ever see. I never dreamed that she'd go out with me. We met at school, so I asked her out. The only girl I ever thought about. She's 16 and she's so divine. I never thought that I could make her mine. I'm in love, I just can't wait tonight. I have
It's happened before, governments killing their own citizens for their political or spiritual beliefs, but it's never happened like this. Join AMS Falun Dafa Fellowship at UBC at our screening of the award-winning documentary film, Hard to Believe, that explores the mystery of why so few people seem to be paying attention to the issue of forced live organ harvesting from prisoners in China and the response, or lack of it, around the world. The screening will be held on Thursday, March 2nd in Lev Buckman Theatre Lounge at The Nest. Doors open at 6 p.m. Refreshments will be provided.